Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Time for the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. One hour of the best and the rarest in blues and rhythm and blues. Welcome, sir and madam. Nice to see you again. Just step over that body there. No, it's not a patron. It's one of the waiters. Take your table. We're handing out earplugs tonight because it's going to be loud. And here's Big John Greer, and play me some loud music.
Loud music and pour me another glass of wine. I need some help to down these troubles of mine. Oh, I need some help. I thought about my baby and it made me drink. I'm drinking, thinking, thinking, and drinking. Well, play some loud music and pour me another glass of wine. Play me some loud music and pour me another glass of wine. I need took down his tubs of mine. Oh, my goodness.
Well, the stage was really creaking there from his photographs. Big John Greer was definitely a man who'd put away a few hamburgers in his time. And he had also had a reputation for putting away a few beers as well. That was Big John Greer and Play With Some Loud Music. And hard on his heels is drummer Jimmy Crawford and Till My Baby Comes Back Home. Jimmy Crawford and Till My Baby Comes Back Home. That's on Gem 215. Nice record, that. Hard on His Heels is Jackie Brenston. And the connoisseurs amongst you will know Jackie Brenston as being one of the contenders for having recorded the first rock and roll record with the Ike Turner Band back in 1950-51. That was Rocket 88. But I'm going to play that. That's a bit common. But we're not going to play that one right now. Jackie didn't have success for very long. He eventually ended up playing baritone back in... That was Till My Baby Comes Back Home by Jimmy Crawford on Gem 215. Nice little record, that. Well, hard on his heels is Jackie Brenston, and... you may know Jackie as being one of the contenders for having recorded the first rock and roll record. That was Rocket 88 back in 1951 with Ike Turner, the Ike Turner Band. Jackie had a little bit of success and then a lot of not very much success. And eventually Ike Turner took him back, just playing baritone, singing one or two songs in the show until 1961. And then Jackie... made a couple of sides for Sue, and this is one of them. It's Sue 736. It's called Trouble Up the Road. Don't know who the orchestra is, but it could be his old friend Ike Turner. You never know. That was Jackie Branston and Trouble Up the Road. It sounded suspiciously like further on down the road the Bobby Bland tune with other words, but maybe I'm just of a suspicious nature. Well, let's move on and play some rockabilly. This is Jimmy C. Newman. The C stands for Cajun, although this I wouldn't really call this a Cajun track. It was recorded in L.A. It's on .45-15766 in 1958, and it's Carry On. Carry On, Jimmy.
Tell me and you, baby, when love and doing fine. Yeah, me and you, baby, when love and doing fine. Now you've gone and left me, I'm about to lose my mind. Carry on, sweet mama, it makes sweet love to me. Carry on, sweet mama, it makes sweet love to me. Give me one more chance, or my heart just can't be free.
Carry On to the rare record spot. I don't dig out these rare records anymore. I find the dust affects my allergies. So my researcher, Trog, has found this track. It's the only known copy of this record. I believe it's currently in the possession of Mr. John Tefteller, a well-known record collector. It's Paramount 13125. Not only is it rare, but it's rare for a number of reasons. One, it was recorded in 1932, which was in the depths of the Depression, which that particular Depression was not as bad as the one we've got now, but it pretty much finished the recording business. But somehow or other, King Solomon Hill managed to make a few sides for Paramount, and this is the one of them. This is King Solomon Hill, vocal and guitar, and my buddy Blind Papa Lemon.
Then the mailman brought a misery to my head. Then the mailman brought a misery to my head. When I received the letter that my friend Lemon was dead, I tried it with my friend that would mention his name. I see that cruel man that you call dead done taking my brother's name. It is too sad and lonesome. All we got to go. I see when death come and rap at your hand, he's knocking on your door.
I wanna know why you're looking sorrowful. Yeah, I got a notice in my mind, and I sure got to go.
Fabulous. That was King Solomon Hill, and my buddy Blind Papa Lemon. Well, death did come knocking on King Solomon Hill's door in 1949, so he wasn't able to take advantage of the great resurgence in interest in country blues in later years. Shame. Anyway, let's move on, and even though this is called the Keynote Club, I very rarely play just plain piano trio records. But then, of course, there's Horace Silver, and how could I not play a Horace Silver track? This is Opus de Funk. It's on Blue Note 1625, and it's from 1952.
Thank you.
one of the stalwarts of Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. That was pianist Horace Silver and Opus de Funk. Horace, I think, was one of the finest of the blues-based jazz pianists. Let's turn from one of the finest of the blues-based jazz pianists to one of the finest of the blues record labels. This is Atlantic, and it's Atlantic 943, recorded in New York, Jimmy Lewis, and Let's Get Together.
By the way that you twist and you turn when you walk, by the way that you giggle when you talk, let's get together and make some love tonight. Let's get together when the sun goes down, there won't be no one else around. We'll hug and kiss and pet and play, we won't come home till the break of day. Let's get together and make some love tonight.
Distinctive Atlantic rhythm sound, Jimmy Lewis and Let's Get Together. Just got time to squeeze in a little Walter track before the gospel spot. This was not issued in Little Walter's lifetime. It appeared on a Chess vinyl album in 1969. It's a very good track. I'm surprised it wasn't issued before. But anyway, here it is. It's Little Walter, the world's greatest harmonica player, and Hate to See You Go.
Gonna let me hear the cry. No, she's mine as I. Came home this morning about 4:30. Found that note lying on my floor. Gone away and leave you, you just don't know. Heard some bad talk, something that you said. honey, please don't go. Well, I love you, you'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know. My kind of baby, you know it so. I can tell you, you know it ain't no joke.
Well, maybe there wasn't enough harmonica on that for the Jess Record Company. Anyway, that was an unissued Little Walter. Hate to see you go. Well, let's move on and move to the gospel spot. Now, this week I'm going to play Sister Josephine James. This is a Peacock record. It's Peacock 1833 from 1961. And it's entitled Died One Time.
Galilee.
Sister Josephine James and the Reverend Cleophas Robinson on piano, and Died One Time. That's a great record. Well, in case you've been wondering, you're listening to the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall, on 93.2 FM. It's Sheffield Live you're listening to, and we're on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. All the Keynote Club programs are podcast, put up on the net. You can download them anytime if you like this kind of music. While you're doing that, I'm going to leave you for a few minutes for these important messages, but I'll be back in a flash.
Evolution has stopped. From now on, it's up to us to improve life without the millions of years needed to naturally adapt to our ever-changing environment. And thanks to the brilliant minds at Ambulate, life just got a lot better.
Live a life of luxury with the motorized scooter.
We've taken the number one cause of tiredness, stress, and boredom and removed it from your life. That's right, walk no more.
With the Relax Power X from Ambulate, it's not a wheelchair. It's a motorized scooter. You'll fly by your lesser evolved cousins with speed and ease.
As to the question, are you fat because you're on a scooter? Or are you on a scooter because you're fat? Who cares? It doesn't matter. You're on a scooter and they're not.
Feel the pride and importance and special treatment you deserve.
Carefree. That's the Relax Power X motorized scooter from Ambulate. Take the weight off your feet.
Hi, I'm Uzi Fitzsimmons. Preserve your heritage and soul in the next life by getting mummified.
I had my wife mummified, and now we get along better than ever, and the sex is great! Finally, I get the third input, reverse cowgirl. Giddy up!
Wow.
I really want my tits to look good after I'm gone. That's why I chose mummification. I paid a lot of cash for these babies.
And when you sign up, you'll have the satisfaction of knowing your body will be prepared in the dignified ancient Egyptian tradition, including using a long hook to smash the brain and pull it out through the nose, drying your organs, and stuffing your corpse with sawdust, leaves, and rags to give you that lifelike glow. Mummification. Preserve yourself the ancient way.
Thank you.
a man whose tenor has graced hundreds and hundreds of great R&B hit records. That was Maxwell Davis and his orchestra. The track was Bristol Drive, and it was on Modern 805 from 1951. I have the feeling that actually that was originally recorded for Swing Time, and just put it in the can, and Modern bought the rights to release the record. Okay, let's move on to the Cajun spot. This week we feature Bill Matter, and I'm not quite sure how you pronounce that. Bill Matter and the Five Classics, and Parlez-vous le Français.
Me parlez-vous français? Voulez-vous te promener with me, mademoiselle? Parlez-vous, me parlez-vous
Bill Matt and the Five Classics and Parlez-vous le Français. That was on Lenore, one of the stalwart Cajun labels, Lenore 503 from 1960. Well, let's go back up north to one of my favourite New York labels. This is Derby. So it's Derby 800, recorded around about 1952, I think. And it's Sammy Cotton and Back Biting.
When a man gets a good woman, every living wants to be his friend. When a man gets a good woman, every living wants to be his friend. You better watch your friend, boy. They're trying to slip some rolling in. If you got a real good woman, don't tell your friend what your woman can do. If you got a real good woman, don't tell your friend what your woman can do. If you talk too much, your friend gonna try your woman out too.
Thank you. tell all you girls why I don't like to sing a woman much. I want to tell all you girls why I don't like to sing a woman much. Well, a single woman is all right, but you just ain't got that married woman touch. Well, little man is a fool, think he got a woman all by himself. And a man is a fool, think he got a woman all by himself. And when you know all the time that you've gone with somebody else.
Sammy Cotton and Backbiting. Man is a fool if he thinks he, a man is a fool if he thinks he's got a woman to himself. Well, that's one problem. Billy the Kid Emerson had a rather different problem. This is Every Woman He Knows, so Crazy About Automobiles.
Well, every woman I know is crazy about automobiles. With nothing but rubber heels. Walking women home is a thing of the past. The women wanna ride and wanna ride in class. Some like Cadillac, some like Ford, and some like anything as long as it'll roll. Every woman I know is crazy about automobiles. Well, here I am standing with nothing but rubber heels. Just can't be beat. You and your woman in your own front seat. She can play with your keys and she can shift your gills and turn on your radio just loud enough to hear and start up the heat and flip on the fan and then you start to roll and dance as fast as you can. Every woman I know is crazy about automobiles. Yes, every woman I know is crazy about automobiles. Well,
Billy the Kid Emerson, and Every Woman I Know is Crazy About Automobiles. That was recorded for Sun in 1956, but the copy I've got is on VJ 219, so I guess they must have sold the right song.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Yes, folks, it's that time again. It's the time for the challenging record of the week. And this is by 88. It's a doo-wop track. Actually, it's quite late for a doo-wop track. It's 1981. And it's B.S. I Love You. Yeah, that's what I did say. B.S. I Love You.
You know, sometimes when I'm out late and looking for a date, I just look the lady straight in the eye and give her my line of pure B.S. that's always worked so well for me. Oh,
Well, I'll climb the highest mountain, I'll swim the deepest sea. I'm born to love you, honey, you're the only girl for me. The moon is shining bright and there's stars up above, and you're the only girl that I'll ever love. And if you believe all that, well, there's one more thing for you. Ooh, B.S., I love you. Yes, I do. I'll get you a Maserati.
Bullshit.
I'll buy you a diamond ring.
Bullshit.
I'll be your sweet sugar daddy.
Bullshit.
I'll get you anything.
Bullshit.
You're the only one that makes me feel this way. And if you should ever leave, I won't last a day. Yes, I love you. Ooh, yes, I do. Go!
On the appropriately named Flip label from 1981, that was BS I Love You by a group called 88. I don't know any more about them than that, and really I don't really want to know any more about them. I'd like quite to know a little bit more, however, about Eddie Snow. Eddie Snow recorded in 1955 for Sun with Alvin Parr's band. The track wasn't issued at the time. It's come out on various anthologies since. But it's a real nice track. Mean, Mean Woman. Short little track there. That was Eddie Snow and Alvin Parr's band and Mean Mean Woman. We haven't played anything from New Orleans this week, so let's remedy that right now. This is Roy Brown and his Mighty, Mighty Men. It's an early track. It's from 1947. It's, according to the books, it's got Professor Longhair on piano. Roy Brown singing, of course, on Whose Hat Is That?